Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2, wishing you a good week ahead. You know, in 2020, at the State of the County address, I mentioned that technology in agriculture in the next 10 years would be as much as we've seen in the last 50 years. Well, things are definitely moving along. I was just reading an interesting article I wanted to share with you today about NASA and their need for help. But to set the tone for that, if you remember the animated sitcom The Jetsons, many of you probably remember that. It was first aired in 1962. If not, I did catch some of the reruns if I didn't see the original Jetsons. In the opening, the family buzzes around the sky in their clear dome spacecraft while the song plays Meet George Jetson, his boy Elroy, daughter Judy, and Jane, his wife. If that jogs any memories, I'd sing it, but you're better off without that. The futuristic family cartoon was set 100 years in the future in 2062 in Orbit City. Doesn't seem quite as far off as it once did. When we're not commuting on freeways in the sky, many of the inventions or conveniences that we saw portrayed in the Jetsons have already become a reality. Video calls, robotic vacuums, tablet computers, smartwatches, drones, jetpacks, flat-screen TVs, and even the pill cam they used. These things are pretty much reality today. I was particularly envious, though, of the Jetsons' food rack-a-cycle that would pretty much spit out anything from beef stew to boiled eggs and bacon with a push of a button. Could this reality be possible? Where is this food stored? How does it get prepared? All these are questions that we haven't answered yet, but NASA definitely has this need today. That Jetsons food rack cycle would be fantastic for astronauts in space, but we're not quite there yet. And if you notice, when there's a problem to solve or a barrier to overcome, you usually ask people, the masses out here, to, hey, give us your ideas. What could happen with this? And that's exactly what NASA's doing with the Deep Space Food Challenge. And, you know, right now they have a competition challenging teams to create novel and game-changing food technology systems. Right now, astronauts aboard the space station get food from spacecraft regularly launched from Earth, but on their way to trip to Mars. Future astronauts on a trip to Mars will spend years away from Earth. They won't be able to bring in everything they need on the cargo ship, but also no cargo vessels will be able to deliver supplies. So what do? The Deep Space Food Challenge, which launched January 12th and runs through January 20th, includes prize money for up to $500,000 for phase one. Each phase is a different financial and nonprofit incentives can be available to successful participants. Every phase, the solutions will be reviewed against the assessment criteria, and selected winners will be invited to move to the following phase. The competition will identify food production technologies that will help fill food gaps for a 3-year round-trip space mission with no resupply, feed a crew of 4 astronauts, and provide accessibility of food on Earth, in particular production directly in urban centers and remote harsh environments, achieve the greatest amount of food output with minimal inputs and minimal waste, and create a variety of palatable, nutritious, and safe foods that require little processing time for crew members. Now, that's a lot to digest at once, but NASA's hope is that the competition will help Earth dwellers as well. Food insecurity is a problem, and it can be a chronic problem in urban, rural, and harsh environmental communities. We've seen how disasters from this pandemic can disrupt supply chains, and future food shortages can arise from this. We've seen how disasters create all kinds of issues, but how can we solve these? And basically, efficient use of volume, water, and other inputs for producing food could enable technologies to reduce impact on the resources needed for food production here on Earth. And here again, basically in many of our environments and resource-scarce regions of the planet. Many times the technologies that developed in war or in space travel or whatever can be used at home and really advance society. We've all seen the 3D printing technology that's come about in the past 10 years and what it's capable of. It's reported that the sitcom Valley startup BHEX has the technology to print 3D pizza. That sounds great and looks good on paper. I'm not sure I want to taste it yet, but I think it would have some interesting concepts here. But if Orbit City's technologies, the food rack cycle, still feels high in the sky, we'll see. I think in the next 10 to 15 years, we are going to see tremendous strides along these areas. And if you're interested in putting a group together or apply, it's bit.ly/deepspacechallenge. And you can get on and see what we can do to help those four astronauts travel to Mars and eat something healthy with very little storage space and no resupply coming about. So that's one issue that I think we're really going to have to start to think about in the future. And just along those lines, you know, we're always using technology. We're using larger equipment in fields and agriculture, especially as this spring, you're seeing large equipment move about. But that may not be the total answer. In fact, you're starting to see a local startup here. Praveen is the local founder of the Monarch tractor, which is the first electronic tractor to come about, and it's in the 40 to 70 horsepower model, and it's used basically for like vineyards or where it has repetitious cycles to go through, but it is a tractor that can be either manually steered or it can be programmed, so you wouldn't even need an operator, but they're making it smaller so that they don't have the large footprint, makes it a lot more affordable. But it can work all night long without an operator. Smaller equipment can cover the same amount of space as the larger tractors, the 200 horsepower or so. So you're going to see some things coming about in the very near future. And we're seeing changing market conditions also here coming about. And as we go to using carbon-free electric vehicle to do a range of chores, we may see other things come about from this. So I just wanted to take a few minutes today to think back. You know, as a child, I thought the Jetsons, wow, wouldn't a lot of that be neat? It's here. It's coming. And now we're looking as how we can make that food rack a cycle of reality for space travel and or use here on Earth. So I just want to make people aware that the technology is coming, and it's coming fast and furious here in our world. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver in District 2 wishing you a good week ahead. And if you have any good ideas, get on the website or give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you.